Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shall we? Is it?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's running commentary. It's the middle of October. And there's a nip in the air.
I'm not feeling it that much, you know. I don't know why. I'm slightly hungover. Is that inuring me to the... Is that sort of blanketing me from the...
Yeah, it's lowering your inability to perceive things clearly.
sentient being. The big news at this stage of the run is that hopefully, if all goes well, this run that we're doing will later in the day be uploaded on Strava.
Oh, wow! Because, impressive.
Well, I mean, I hope so. Because... We chatted briefly before the podcast started. I'm road testing these shoes for a company. I can't name the shoes.
Right.
They're not a big company.
He's doing a bit of Top Gear, with some Top Gear.
Yeah, so they've given me these shoes to test and give them feedback on, et cetera, over the next month or so.
And they detectives, need to if you're watching in the future and looking back at this, I will tell you without revealing anything that these shoes are really nice.
Yeah, they look okay.
They're lovely colours.
They look quite funky.
Which I know isn't the important thing.
No. That I don't think that'll be key on the feedback, but it will be included, I'm sure. But they have to track my mileage on Strava.
Yeah.
So that sort of forced my hand a bit.
Yeah.
If I want free trainers.
Yeah.
It was in the end, it was free trainers.
What?
That got me on Strava.
There we go. I should be clear, though, there's been a little bit of a ribbing on Strava. I'm going to go. No, I'm not going to go there. I was going to.
I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be good.
I was going to... By the way, when I said I was going to go up there, I was going onto the railway platform. We're off up the Parkham Walk. It's the Tomkinson's Drum Classic. But we haven't been here for a while now. It's nice to be back.
I need a gentle run. I haven't had a run for a week because of
this. Yes, you've got to take it easy.
This calf.
But before we get to that, let's talk Strava.
Let's talk Strava.
You know, I know that there's a lot of people on there enjoying it, and you've been flirting with the idea for a while, so it's good to take the nudge.
Yeah.
Also, just to reawaken discussions from down the years, I am not getting round to be on Strava.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on Strava.
Yeah, totally.
Just
totally.
A bit of clarity there.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's
totally fair enough.
We may have implied a kind of general uselessness. I got distracted there because that woman was looking at us with a, what the hell are you doing, look?
Sort of.
And I looked back at her and she just raised her eyebrows in a way that said, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay, acknowledgement will do.
But I'm coming from it. The other end regarding Strava, I'm not that bothered either, but mine has been sheer incompetence. It's been on my radar just because... What else is going on?
Well,
I might as well do it. Do you know what I mean? Why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
And I also think it's ways to reframe your training. And I think also that you in particular have a totally valid way of trying new things, which is where you kind of talk them into existence over time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A bit of oratory flirtation with the concept.
Acting as if, sort of.
Yeah, exactly, which I think is fine, except... confusing for people who are doing those things already.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yeah, go on then.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll see you on Friday.
What's the big thing? Yeah, yeah. But that, then also there is, as far as I understand it, a running commentary group on Strava as well.
Yeah, around ConPod, I heard.
So that kind of makes me want to get... prompts me a little bit. But it, of course, this is all tech-dependent. I managed to connect my Garmin watch to my Garmin Connect app yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've downloaded the Strava app, so hopefully I'll be able to...
It's very impressive.
...sync the two.
It's designed to be easy, I'm sure.
It was a marathon in itself.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a more basic thing, isn't there, that... And I'm sure it's nothing for anyone to worry about, but something in the wider scheme of things I maybe wanted to talk about today, which is to remember the why and the wherefore of the running.
Yeah.
All that marathon talk, it got very... And it was me, and I was into it, and that was a moment in time, you know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it all got very technical.
Right.
And it's time after that to... Or after whatever you're doing, whatever your one's thing is. To remember why we run in the deepest sense.
Yeah, yeah,
which is to get out in the woods. And, well, it was Mental Health Awareness Day at the weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah,
just for the old bit of space, a bit of air.
Of course, yeah, of course.
A few leaves, a gorgeous tree.
Of course, yeah. And then to download it on Strava.
Strava, so everyone knows you actually did it. Take a photo of it.
Well, I think people are going to be quite amazed by how slow I run.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a lot of that going on, which I'm actually very comfortable with.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, is that the vague... I know I'm insecure. I know I can't do the banter thing. I don't want anyone saying anything negative about what I share. You know, I opened myself up last week. Loads of support, loads of lovely things. A couple of gentle remarks about, you know, making excuses.
Right.
Or going off too fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, sort of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't enjoy it. We've talked about it before. I think it's as much my problem because I've never lived in that environment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never been on a sports team.
You've never been in a banter.
I've never... This affectionate ribbing.
Yeah.
Really doesn't play with Deering.
I'm going to have to...
possible deep insecurity.
No, I'm going to have to stop and stretch this.
Yes, yeah, so
I'm managing
to that.
A bit
so
of a...
I've actually been messaging Paul because... It's the same injury, isn't it, that you've been on and off with this year?
Yeah, it just sort of keeps coming back whenever I get to anything like a bit of mileage. It's just my calf seems to go, and I think it might be linked to the way I run with a Morton's toe.
You think it's a referred...
Sort of imbalance injury. Also, calves are notoriously difficult to heal once they go. This didn't pop, but it definitely... tore a little bit earlier in the year, which seems so long ago now.
That's right. That's the thing that worries me about it, is that it's chronic, isn't it, in the real sense of the thing, in that it's ongoing.
Just, yeah, yeah, yeah. It just sort
Do you want to walk just for a bit?
No. We'll jog a little bit. It's nice. It's soft underfoot, so...
It's good news, because the slapstick-wise, with the cold outside and the heat in my body, is that the moment we stop, my glasses...
Steam up.
Completely steam up.
Yeah, that's nice.
People were saying the other day, oh, don't you get sweaty? I'm like, no, my glasses are great. They're brilliant for going outdoors. It turns out, in winter, or rather autumn, not so much. So just imagine us pulling up next to a tree on the park and walk, and Tonk's stretching his leg on his hammy, and my glasses steaming up like Keanu Reeves in Parenthood when he's wearing those comedy glasses.
So... We're a bit of a motley bunch this morning, aren't we?
Yeah.
I will accept any tips on calf maintenance. I've been doing sort of little calf lifts and whatever, little bits of strengthening, but I don't know, it just feels like a bit of a structural weakness though. It's quite frustrating.
Part of me feels like I'm concerned that the best thing for you to do might be to take a break from running. It seems like a bit seismic, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can run now, and it's fine. It just
I just
hurts
think it's stopping it getting better.
Yeah, I know. Tricksy, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really like our podcast, so we do it every week. So you run on it, you tear it.
It's rip it up. Rip it up and start again.
Georgie's saying, what should I do about my ITB? Great dialogue. Thanks for all your... tips on that, but it was hilarious the way the first two comments were, whatever you do, don't use a foam roller. You need a foam roller.
Yeah.
That's the internet.
It's the longer you run, the more you realise most people... most runners get injured a little bit every year, don't they? They suffer an injury or two every year.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's about sort of management, isn't it? Especially as you get older. But it's a bit grim now.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think.
Well, one of the things that came out of the ITB discussion was, and it's interesting about how you can kind of trace these things down. Like you said, you know, it's often either things further down in your foot or further up your leg.
Yeah.
Standing the other way. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Sorry.
Interesting that a lot of the ITB theories led ultimately back to the glutes.
Yeah.
And I think maybe...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is why I don't suffer with that. It's because I was born almost entirely without buttocks.
Yeah, gluteless.
Gluteless.
We have a gluteless child.
I'm gluten-free. Free from.
You've got... It's sort of... You do them. We've talked about this many times before. It's that... The things you've got to do to keep on doing the things that you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't really do them. I do them a bit more than I used to.
Yeah.
But, it's warming up a bit now. It feels okay.
Yeah, well,
it feels all right. I've just got to stop and stretch a little bit every now and again.
Do you want to stop and stretch here for
two minutes? No, it's all good.
I noticed, by the way, you said you were hungover. Now, is this because you were drinking on a Monday? Oh, that's a J. Did you see that?
Very nice.
I'd like to try and get a picture of it.
Just hopped off.
A picture of an empty path with a J just next to it, and slightly out of shot. So, did you have a drink on a Monday, Paul?
Yeah, it was sort of, we were booze-free Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So,
you celebrated.
Element of celebration for that immense denial over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was only sparked by a bit of a session on Friday night, of course.
I believe the phrase is bust and boom.
Yeah, yeah. And we're also celebrating a little bit Rachel's first day at work at North London Job Centre in Barnsbury.
Oh, this is that job you were talking about that she got and you didn't.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Excellent.
And it sounds like a right laugh.
Yeah.
She's just really enjoying it because...
Well, that's what always been my impression of a job centre. It's just larks.
Well,
pure larks.
Whoa! Bit of traffic there.
Traffic.
Well, she's been coached.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cast aspersions as to the realities of life in the public sector because I've never really worked in the public centre.
Cast some aspersions.
And Godspeed them all. But she said the words DOS quite a lot when describing it. A little bit. She said really, really nice people. And just everything really slow, just compared to private sector stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just said it was a different way of working. after half an hour, they'd be chatting for a while and blah, so I'll just go and photocopy these sheets for you. Took them an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the private sector, you probably arrive with them already photocopied.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a comedian...
Of course, things are different.
And as a comedian in 2020, we're not quite out of the greenhouse on this issue, but still, it's nice to know that some other people can get some work in the arse-scratching industry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it reminds me of... And this is private sector, of course. It reminds me of me working at Harrods in the postal department when a massive part of the job was pretending to work. That was a huge part of every day. Just kicking some parcels around looking busy was factored in. So it's not exclusive to the private sector, but... Yeah, I think she's going to... Enjoy it there.
And yet still, let's note that we got to this by the fact that you took a few hard shifts or one day at this new job as an excuse to get hammered. Life goals.
Well, it was more relief. It was like, because there was a sense of like, because it was a fairly rigorous interview procedure. I mean, just the fact that I didn't get it, Rob, indicates they're after only the best quality of people. Or people with any kind of relevant experience.
Any skills at all. Yeah. Any practical skills. Just any experience of any job in the last...
I'm trying to download the Garmin Connect to this watch for 3 hours.
I would have fitted in quite well there. But yeah, she got it. But it was more the realisation that it wasn't going to be that stressful. And because there was an idea that it would be the end of drinking during the week, etc., because of this job.
Yeah, fear of new things.
Yeah, fear of new things.
Other people's jobs are always a terrifying concept.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then you get there and you realise it's just people doing stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was quite nice.
Little side note. I've got a little tiny twinge, talking of injuries and things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really funny. It doesn't even hurt, really. It's more of a little twingle.
Where's that?
And I think it's a classic, you know... A note to everyone else, because you've got to be careful. I've enjoyed my running this last week, but still recovering
from
the marathon, you know. Anyway, in my hip here, right hip down to the knee, I think probably a tiny little inflammation to the sciatic nerve. I don't know. That's a guess, right?
Little micro tear.
But what's happening is, it's just this morning, it's every now and again I get this little twinkle, and then in that moment my leg goes... Right. So it's really talking a slapstick. I did. You were just saying this up here. I was running along, and I just go like this. And my leg just completely.
Just
for a nanosecond, the right leg just gives up completely, which is not ideal for running.
No.
But on the so I'm
cut to 10 years time. Welcome to run, walk, crawl commentary. Here we go, Rob. I'll be on a mobility scooter by then.
Well, it's okay. We'll get a good one. We'd be like back in the day. We'd like BMX bikes.
Yeah,
like Stranger Things.
Welcome to combat commentary.
And you say. I say, so have you been drinking? You're like, I am drinking.
Yeah, I've got a job.
all right, let's not make it ridiculous.
Interesting.
Oh, look at the woods.
Yeah,
it's still it's very autumn, but the leaves are all still on the
gorgeous,
trees.
Gorgeous, yeah.
It's really good.
Interesting point vis-a-vis post-marathon recovery.
Yes.
It did seem some members of the running commentary community were pushing themselves very hard in the week after the marathon.
I think it's one to watch.
I've heard tales of, I'm not going to name names, Hutchinson.
But
he was doing, and bless him, and if he can do it, incredible.
Yeah.
He was doing.
He did 5 runs between Monday and Wednesday.
Well, he was doing long reps on Tuesday. And then he did a 5K PB on Saturday.
And then said this morning, does anyone else dream they're running while they're running?
And
Martin, take care.
But it's inspiring, interesting, and it tells me that he can run a lot faster over the marathon.
Oh, absolutely. Which is what his impression of it was, too.
Yes, yeah. Because in my experience, when you really aim for a marathon and you really go for it in a competitive scenario, you can't really run hard for the next 3 weeks, even.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You really
so something was left in the tank.
Yeah, you really... your legs are just shot, you know.
Yeah.
But
completely. I mean, just offering up for comparison, I felt pretty good considering.
Yeah.
And I know I'm older and, slower and all that kind of stuff. But I ran pretty hard and put it all out there.
Absolutely.
But I thought, I feel pretty fit. And I ran 2 ginger 10Ks.
Right.
And then a... slower than usual type parkrun type run.
Right.
And that was definitely sort of threshold for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. And
you
know, I'm sure there's other people, like you say, who would say, wow, you went for 2.5 runs.
Yeah.
That's a marathon the weekend, but you know. But equally, don't get us wrong, Martin, or anyone else. If it's available to you, chase it. But
it's incredible. It's incredible, yeah. But don't feel you've got to do anything for the next 2 or 3 weeks after a marathon, apart from start to get better, because you do get loads of little micro tears in your legs. And there's all sorts of stuff going on that you can't see.
And also, there's different, you know, we've talked before, and people are aware of DOMS, you know, basically the muscle ache.
Yeah.
That doesn't come till a couple of days later.
Yeah.
But I think it's quite a... it's even more complicated than that. It's a sophisticated system where almost... you've got to imagine kind of bubbles from stones cast into water. The deeper it is, the longer it takes for the bubbles to hit the surface.
Right.
You know, I think that probably my worst marathon injury literally didn't hurt me for months and months and months.
Wow.
Whereas a chafe or whatever, Yeah. That's what you're dinner with in the shower later that
yes.
day.
Yes, yeah.
You know, but the deeper you go, the more your body's sending in all kinds of reinforcements and
yeah.
damping it down and whatever else it might be. You know, you just got to be careful of the things we don't know about deep under the surface.
Yeah.
He says on his wobbly legs.
Yeah, he keeps falling over.
So what about you? What on your mileage and stuff, and you haven't been doing anything fast or... What did you do last week, running-wise?
Well, I haven't done anything. I ran to you, and I went for a run, and then on the way back...
That's right, because that was Tuesday, wasn't it? Yeah,
and on the way back that day, I just couldn't run because of my calf.
Yeah.
And I felt it every day walking around. So I've just rested.
Yeah.
And today's the first run back, and I'm just going to stretch every now and again when
just
I see
it. Rest and drink.
Yeah. Celebrate a normal day at work. Yeah. And then do a bit of writing, rest and drink. So we'll... and I've got this 50K in like 5 weeks.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that.
Which I would really like to do. And even if it's really super, super slow.
Yeah.
But I can't do it I can't do it setting off in pain.
No, that's right. So, but that is also this difference, isn't it? That's the one thing that might make it possible, is that if you can do it without impact...
Yeah.
Because it's pace, not distance, that will really
smash
it.
So if I can just do lots of long, slow, easy running and get a few 3.5 hour runs in before the date, then I will do that.
Yeah.
And run on soft surfaces.
Yeah.
But if I'm really hurting...
Is there any way...
Then I won't.
You get so many high-end free shoes. Is there any way you can protect your feet by wearing more than one pair of shoes at a time? Four pairs of shoes.
People have asked me to do that, various companies. But it's just not possible. It's just not possible. These actually feel good. The shoes that I can't talk about feel quite comfy.
The shoes that you can't talk about look great.
I'm hoping these could be the answer.
I really think these shoes that you can't talk about come highly recommended from us.
Yeah.
Get a running commentary seal of approval. Go now. Why don't you head to your nearest running store and buy a pair of the shoes we can't talk about. They look really nice. Yeah. Two colours I can't describe. From a company known as something we won't
Made
say
by
today.
We can't talk about what materials. No, they feel good.
Seriously, though, they are... Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm wearing my old running shoes.
You can go back to your old favourites.
Yeah, because I don't feel I've done quite enough mileage.
Yeah.
And then they're my wet weather and mud shoes. And also the inverted commas support
right.
in my new shoes is making my right foot ache a bit at the moment. So,
what does that mean, then, when you say that? What do you mean, the extra...
I moved from neutral to a little bit of support. They're not...
Right.
It's not, what you call it, they don't correct anything from a rolling point of view. Nothing side to side.
Right.
I just always used to only have heel and ankle support, you know, just like a tight hold of the back.
Yeah.
And really soft towards barefoot, front half of the foot shoes. And now I need a little bit of support across the ball of the foot. But the trouble is, it's a fine line because that's also where it really hurts.
Right.
It's very sensitive. I've got my... You know, we talk about managing ongoing injuries. I get bursitis on the left and my sensitive toe on the right. And neither of those things are problematic for running at all. So it's just like, always a bit sore, so I put my slippers on. You know, it's just aging man's getting by type stuff.
Welcome to the aging man's getting by commentary.
I like your mobility scooter.
Sponsored by.
Yes, I can't name the mobility scooter.
Sponsored by.
Provider.
We can't talk about those shoes.
Talking about upcoming events.
Talk about things we can talk about.
Actually, I was really thinking, talking about marathon recovery.
Yes.
I thought something last week, which is by no means a new thought.
Yeah.
But well worth revising. Really miss parkrun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In the end, I was imagining going out on Saturday and not going too fast,
Yeah.
And I just thought, if this was a year or 2 years ago, I'd go to the parkrun.
Of course you would,
And then pointed, you know, that's the perfect thing in recovery.
Yeah.
For not going, for having a bit of a run out without going too fast.
Yes.
Because parkrun reminds us that if you want it to be, It can be a super pace race, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of run you choose, whatever you want, it's going to give you a good one.
And also that social, the social aspect of it.
Oh, I so miss that. And it's just that, was, you know, it was a different kind of missing because it was going to be a recovery, because it would have been a recovery parkrun rather than a PB parkrun or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I still, I kind of mournfully went out and ran my little local 5K.
Yeah.
And did it, you know.
Let me just stretch a little.
Whatever speed. And said thank you to everyone I saw.
Yeah. Thank you, person. And at thank the you, end, stranger.
Thank you. Thank you, stranger.
Good
and I also felt, it's a bit of, I was thinking of Kath in Liverpool. Because she was saying on a run last week that she was looking to, she thought she was down by Albert Docks and she thought she'd got a better pace per mile.
Yeah.
Than she had.
Right.
And I have had exactly that run. You know, you run around the far side, the river side of Albert Docks.
Right. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
I ran there, you know, every day for 1 week when I was up doing hot water.
Right.
And it's exactly that. You think, oh, it's a lovely flat route. I'm going great. And the steady headwind off the river just is knocking you back without even knowing, you know.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just thought the way, if you're looking to improve your seconds per mile, parkrun's just perfect.
Yes.
Because you're just going to tune in with the people around you, and I just sort of really, no, really missed it. And then, so I was feeling for Kath anyway, and that was before she got coughed on by a idiot super spreader.
Yes, Kath tweeted this morning.
So that
at
was
work, looking after herself, cleaning all surfaces, maintaining distance, and then some bloody jack fool around the office comes in with what he thinks is a cold, coughing and spluttering.
And I quote, man flu.
Yeah. Coughing and spluttering.
A test is positive for corona.
I know. This is
oops.
It's in Liverpool, you know what I mean? It's not like it hasn't been part of the dialogue.
Yeah.
For goodness sake. I mean, you can't.
That's unfortunate.
You can't legislate for idiot men, can you?
Yeah.
It just sounds like Trump.
I had a
Trump this morning. They say I'm immune.
Yeah.
No one does. There's no one anywhere who said to you you're immune.
I had the best.
Even your best mate.
The best corona. I was chatting to, it's awful, but I find it quite amusing the way that the only city getting shut down is Liverpool. I know it's outrageous, but there's something quite funny about it.
But we're not going to laugh because of all our friends in Liverpool.
Yeah, we've got a lot of friends in Liverpool.
Are we?
No. We'd never say that that's actually Boris trying to win his popular support for the rest of the country back by targeting them.
It's a shame because Boris Johnson and Liverpool have always been such
such
dear pals.
Yeah, I know. Deeply ironic. But
what a world, April.
I was chatting to a mate in Manchester who caught the old corona.
Yeah.
And it's quite good to talk to people who get it.
Were you chatting to him on the phone or face to face?
Of a similar age. Face to face. No, on the phone.
Good.
And because in London I don't really know many people who've had it recently.
No.
And it's we're fairly thus far this wave we've been sort of okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just saying a mate came round and she was feeling a bit sniffly. They had a cup of tea. They gave her a hug, whatever.
Yeah.
Stuff that a lot of people have done. And then 2 days later she got corona, then he got corona.
Yeah.
And he had a week of it. He's recovered now. He'd never got the shortness of breath. He got the loss of taste and smell, and said, commenting how absurd that is, you know.
Yeah.
And how bizarre that is. And also a strange feeling that in some way it was in his blood. He felt really tired in a different way that he'd never felt before, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's so weird.
It's obviously an unusual experience.
That's right. And when you add to that the fact that 2020 is such an unusual experience.
Yes, yeah.
You know, that like one can, I don't know, have a sneezing fit or a hangover.
Yeah.
And think, what is this feeling?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is this it? What's happening?
Yes.
You know, it's
just
crazy.
A general level of uncertainty. Yeah. And to compound it all on a personal level, it seems like structurally my house might be falling down.
Okay, that's a change of subject. I wasn't ready for that.
Have you seen the front of my house?
No.
Well, you've noticed the step, haven't you, when you get
on,
and it's broken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we thought, that's just something wrong with a step.
It's not just your calf muscle, it goes right up to your glute.
Yeah, it's a kind of... the front step's completely broken.
Yeah.
So we're getting people in to look at the step.
Right.
Which is a bit like putting in an elastoplast on a serious injury, it seems. Because a guy came to see it and said, it's not the step. And he pointed to the other cracks in that are there in the front of the house.
Yeah.
And said, it looks to me like your house needs underpinning.
And this is not an allegory.
No.
This is what's actually happening.
This is real life.
And you're sure it wasn't Bernard Cribbins? Give us a look at the front of your house.
It was a real...
Fix the step, but the house is falling down. House is falling down, so we tear it down.
It was
can't put it back up, you live in a hole.
In the middle of a pandemic. But then, have you seen the front of a house with that tree, that wonderful tree?
Yeah.
And you've seen the pavement by that wonderful tree. It's like
trees do make the pavement bubble.
Yeah, it's a massive bubbling by this huge tree in front of our house.
Yeah.
So some people are saying it's a tree, some people are saying it's underpinning. There's cracks throughout the house. And that only adds to a feeling of uncertainty.
Oh, completely. I'm tempted to laugh.
My house is falling.
Well, do you know what? It's really funny because I wanted to talk to you about this anyway. It's last week we watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, lovely, lovely movie.
Such a good film.
Yeah.
I've actually been saving up. You know,
it's a great film, that one.
I've always loved it and haven't watched it for years.
Yeah.
And we watch classic films with the kids.
Yeah.
And we were kind of saving up.
Yeah, it's quite a modern classic, like quite a mature classic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And they're up for that kind of thing now.
Yeah.
And the other thing about it is it's wintry.
Yes.
So it just goes to show, the fact that we watched it in October shows that the moment, you know what I mean? The moment the thermometer said, it's a little bit cold. Oh, it's winter. We watch it. But that sense of crumbling internal reality.
Yes, yeah.
As represented by external. But if you haven't seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, I have to say, as a film that I absolutely loved, it completely stood up. It doesn't date. It's incredibly hot on naturalism and narrative, despite being fantastical. It's really strict, well-told story. It's hot on love, it's hot on dreams.
It's probably...
hope in the face of despair and the unknown. It's wonderful.
It's probably just about the best of Jim Carrey and maybe approaching the best of Kate Winslet. Possibly.
Absolutely.
Possibly.
I mean, they're certainly both excellent.
Yeah.
It's the high point of Jim Carrey's...
It's a seriousness.
Controlled.
Me being serious. Yeah.
But he still feels like him.
Yeah.
Somehow. You can almost feel that. It's a bit like the old Rob Newman character who never lost his temper.
Yeah.
You can feel that this is Jim Carrey not being silly.
But there was a lot of improvisation during the film, wasn't there?
That's right.
That kind of comes out, doesn't
and
it?
And it's a relationship. I mean, him and Kate Winslet, she's always excellent. She's a superb actor. But she's got that excellent thing. When you look back at her career, you realise that she could have so easily gone heritage.
Yeah.
Like been in period roles for her whole career.
I might have to run over there, actually.
Yeah, do it.
We'll come.
Yeah, let's reverse. You know, she could have worn hats and said, Mrs.
Yes.
Wilson, for her whole career.
Absolutely.
And she sidestepped that brilliantly.
Yeah.
And then combined her skills with just the character she plays.
Yeah.
Just feels like someone you might meet.
Just very modern.
Which in Hollywood
is
irritatingly unusual in female roles.
Yes, yeah.
And specifically, I think the film has been caught up in the discussion about the film trope known as Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Right, okay.
Which is like the intelligent male writer's cipher for the kind of perfect wild girlfriend. The original one being the Natalie Portman character in Garden State.
Yes, yeah.
But if you level that at...
Hey, Luff, you all right?
Hey. If you level that at I'll
just have a quick
Turn
quick
of Sunshine, chat. It's not fair.
Oh, you're live as well. We're live as well. I'll give you a shout. I'll give you a shout. Take care. See you later.
I don't think she was live. It's only you was live.
Pardon?
She said, am I live?
I thought she was live.
No, you're live.
No, I thought she said, we're alive.
No, she said, am I alive? No, we are alive. This is really happening.
I'll give her a shout later.
At least I think it is.
It was going to be slightly awkward anyway because...
I've got to go back and check. My house is still up.
No, because she's a really good mate and you don't want to kind of... So I'll give her a call. And we can confirm that we are both still alive.
Yeah. I think confirms a bit strong.
I thought Winslet was great.
Continue to work on the assumption.
I thought Kate Winslet was great in Holiday as well. Is it The Holiday?
Yeah, which is also a good film, but perhaps not quite of the same ineffable quality.
No, it's not. No, but it's a hardy perennial for us at Christmas.
Yeah, and I also think it's better than it gets credit for, because it's a Christmas film. It's a grown-up film. It's a smart film.
Yeah, like
anyway, we'll talk more about that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Consistency that is Kate Winslet's talent.
Yeah.
That by Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind and The Holiday, both of which I love, show two ends of a kind of Hollywood spectrum.
Yeah.
Because Clementine in Eternal Sunshine feels like an unusual character you don't normally see. Whereas in The Holiday, it's that classic thing that, like Sandra Bullock, Kate Winslet gets cast as the huge, inverted commas, like, frumpy one.
Yes.
You're like, have you seen Kate Winslet? She's a proper film star, you know.
Yeah.
If this isn't 1940, she'd be like...
Yes.
Oh, well, she played Mildred Pierce, didn't she? And that's much better casting.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the... What's it that Arthur Abbott says in The Holiday? You're supposed to play the lead in your own movie.
Yes, yeah,
she's been cast as the best friend. Anyway, The Holiday, Christmas. Something to look forward to.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's go to the other side of the tree.
Assuming they don't ban it.
Yeah, what's this you were saying about that? I don't know what the trigger was there. There's a news cycle I missed.
Well, no, there's talk of, you know, banning mixed households at Christmas or...
And call off Christmas.
Or, you know, to what extent, you know, students coming back.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just the whole notion of what you'd associate with Christmas.
And no more merciful beheadings.
Yeah. But it's... I did.
Why with a spoon, my lord?
I did point out that one of my rare forays on Twitter that actually has a point, as opposed to me just reacting to football or whatever, was they've been making toys all year. The elves have been hard at it. Santa's raring to go.
And you mean hard at making toys?
Yeah, and now it's about...
That sounds like
it's about
a film I saw once.
Yeah.
Elves, hard at it! Volume 2!
Why can we not have a Christmas porn?
But I did point out that as Santa's the only one in charge of delivery, he can deliver... presence in a socially distanced manner. I basically don't see a problem with the whole
thing. Yeah, except Santa himself is vulnerable because he's...
Exactly.
He's elderly and obese.
He's elderly and obese, but he has been shielding.
Apparently,
he's been aggressively shielding all year. Yeah.
He's
the best.
He's got wonderful sleighs.
The biggest shielder.
They say I'm immune.
He's got all the best toys. So, I'm hopeful that Christmas will still be on.
I can't have Christmas. Have you watched
Can you imagine
films?
Boris trying to... Because let's face it, he's had to front an awful lot of bad news, hasn't he, over the last few months.
You're sounding a bit sympathetic here.
Well, no, I am. No leader would ask for it. No leader wants it. No leader's asked for it. He's doing something he doesn't want to do. It's very, very difficult. I do. I think it's very hard.
First the laughter at Liverpool, now the Boris sympathising.
No.
I'm just trying to lose us the whole North West.
No leader's enjoying it, I'd imagine. But if I had to front off with him and Rishi, fronting out the cancellation of Christmas, that would be a tough press conference. I'm sure he'd hand that over to Chris Whitty as soon as possible.
Unhappy children. Yeah. Next slide.
Here are the elves. Not that slide!
Empty boxes.
Yeah. Not that slide.
Elves, hard at it.
Elves.
Ho, Chris.
Chris, stop talking about the elves. Over to Mr. Valance.
Next slide.
Seem to be on some kind of elaborate fantasy regarding elf porn, ever. Is this advisable, given the chat appeal to as wide an audience as possible, ever? Stash of VHS tapes confiscated in Lapland, ever? Yeah, we've found a connection between the email server of a Chris Whitty and International Elf Paul Network. Is this enough to cancel Christmas? Holiday season. Home Alone.
Are we? It feels like
did
we
you
lost.
See?
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do a mini second lap?
Let's do it.
Let's try something different. Yeah.
He's going away. I haven't gone. Slight uphill though. Watch your hammy.
Yeah, it's fine.
Or your calf.
Yeah, it's calfy.
I'm not a doctor, am I?
They're probably all linked, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, the knee bone is connected to the thigh bone.
Yes. Does it look compromised from behind?
It's like a lovely shoe.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it is. Yeah. It looks nice. You look good. I want to take a picture, but the shoes will be in it.
I'm enjoying the slow amble, which I determined to upload onto Strava. For the derision of the running commentary community.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful morning.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, just a little note. I saw Macaulay Culkin has got a mask.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you can get them, obviously, they're for general... They're for everyone.
Yeah.
But it's best on him because it's the bottom half of little Kevin McAllister in Home Alone's face.
Oh, right.
With the hands clapped on.
Of course.
Going,
funny.
Ah!
Funny.
Genius.
Nice.
He does seem to handle his post-fame quite well, Macaulay.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah, he's got a bit of humour about it.
Yeah, I mean, it must be tough, mustn't it?
Yeah.
Because... I was going to quote him, but I'm not going to bother.
I saw a... Talking about movies, we did. I saw a really...
He was good.
He was great. I saw a really bad film yesterday.
Go on.
St. Maud.
Oh, I read a good review of that film.
Well, I did.
Jennifer Ely and...
I did as well.
Yeah.
It's just sort of... And I love a horror film.
Yeah.
It was just a horror... For ages, just nothing much was happening. And then... It's always a big thing with a horror film, is it? When at some point you're going to have to, in some way, incarnate the monster, monster is.
Yeah.
And that's always a tricky moment to get right. You can't show it too much for it to have any effect.
Yeah.
Like it's like Jaws, isn't it? It's a plastic shark, but they held it back and held it back.
Yeah,
and
then when you see it, you're into it. Yeah.
And for me, it just didn't really work. But it was shot on Scarborough Beach, some scenes of it, so that was nice. That reminded me of home. Yeah, that was terrifying. But I mean, I'd be interested to see what people think. They're going to have a look. I'd read great reviews. I love being terrified in the cinema.
Yeah, I see. I don't like. I have a complicated relationship because, as a slightly stiff, prim human, I don't really see the fun. In choosing thrills.
Right.
You know, I don't like roller coasters, I don't like horror films, I don't get it. I'm like, why would that be fun?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, as a big fan of genre, I like to keep up with what's going on. I like horror. You know, I mean, I like George A. Romero.
Right.
And what's he called? The guy who did Suspiria and, you know, the Dario Argento.
Right.
I find that stuff interesting, but more as a kind of film studies thing. You know, the idea of a new horror film is like, oh, that doesn't sound any fun.
Oh, no, I like it. I love
it. It's just so nasty.
Yeah.
I saw the reboot, the sequel thing to Halloween last year.
Right.
It was dreadful.
Yeah, yeah, a lot
and
of
I
the reboot.
It was just terrible.
Yeah.
And now a lot of times the first ones were terrible.
I actually had an idea for a horror film set around an ultra race.
Excellent.
And people, a group had set out to kill the runners.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of emblematic of the relationship at the moment between runners and the rest of society. Sort of mixing that in a little bit.
And also I think that that sense of thinking, oh yeah, I'm in a big crowd of people, and then suddenly finding yourself alone in the middle of nowhere.
Because you're on your own a lot as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would take a while to work out who died. But then it becomes, who do you kill first in it? Do you kill the slower runners? Or the faster runners?
Well, follow horror film rules. You follow the runners who show sexual agency.
Yeah, right.
So do you know anyone who's ever got it on early on in an ultra?
Yeah.
But there's hard at it.
But there's always that moment in a horror film where...
ultra runners hard at it too.
Yeah.
Next slide! No, there's the elves. Next slide! Ultra runners at it. Next slide!
Elves and ultra runners... living in sin.
Chris Whitty has
their houses are falling down.
Chris Whitty has a breakdown. He looks vaguely elfish, doesn't he, Whitty? He's got the look of the elf about him. Do you think he's been making toys all,
do you know what that is?
All season?
It's because he's the elf secretary.
I like it. He's got slightly weird googly eyes, hasn't he? That's all the science.
Yeah.
But but yeah, the ultra runners, yeah. Because there's always a moment in a horror film where someone tries to escape the environment, but they can't.
Yeah, yeah.
How would that play out? I wonder.
There's also that bit where everyone in the film knows they need to stick together.
Yes.
But somehow they still need to, you know, you need to write them apart from
each other. Yes, yeah.
It's a good challenge. I like it. I think you should do it. It's like a really much spookier take on that sitcom idea from way back when.
It's a very... it'd be quite simple, wouldn't it? I mean, like, all these ultras go through the night, don't they? I mean, you got your Wendover Woods, 50-mile people with the torches and stuff. I mean, how spooky would that be?
God, that just reminded me of our terrifying, spooky run at Halloween last year. Do you remember that?
That was really spooky.
Terrifying.
Really, really spooky.
And in no way broad daylight.
I mean, we were outdoors at about 10 to 7, weren't we?
I know. The witching hour.
As the light almost came in.
Just 5 hours to midnight. Get in the car. We haven't had much luck, have we? Because we also did, which was much spookier, the Wallerton Hall Spooky Sprint.
Yeah.
Where there were bats flying around and everything in the dark. And then the record didn't
come
out.
Then the bat tubes didn't work,
Is it
We haven't had much luck.
Just uselessness. The funniest thing about the Spooky Sprint is, in real terms, the scariest bit was when it went across a big pile of wood chips.
Yeah. Yeah. It
was just running in the dark, and it's suddenly like, whoa!
It was...
what's happening underfoot?
It was a fun evening, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I drove all the way to Nottingham, recorded it, drove back,
and the battery didn't work.
Yeah. It was a good run, though.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it, yeah.
I don't think they're doing it again this year. Well, I mean, I don't think they did it again last year.
Yeah.
And never mind 2020 rules. Although, of course, sporting events are allowed. And I'll tell you what, I signed up for a 10K.
Oh, yeah. Let me have a little stretch by.
Yeah, sure.
By the Sean Hughes Memorial Bench in Highgate Wood.
Is that what this is?
It is, yeah. The flowers are always there.
Oh, I didn't know.
They've got a little dog bowl there with water, and little Sean Hughes, he used to walk around here a lot.
He says, I sit here with memories for company, knowing that if life were moments, we'd all have a good time. Oh, gosh, I didn't know that was here.
Yeah, it's always well-tended. Obviously, a lot of people love Sean.
Yeah.
But it's of real fan stuff. I mean, fresh flowers constantly.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful little.
Well, they're talking about the Nevermind the Buzzcocks reboot, which has brought a lot of memories of how great Sean was coming
he
back.
He was great. He was great in that, yeah. And also how good old Lamar was.
Yeah.
Who's again, he's sort of... He's just on Twitter now, isn't he? He just puts tunes on Twitter.
Like, yeah, well, he absolutely... I think he's kind of slightly resurfaced, but he kind of disappeared overnight a few years ago.
He did. He just decided.
His radio show just... I used to love his... What was it called? God's Jukebox.
Right.
He used to drive home from gigs on a Friday. I really looked forward to it. And then one week, it just wasn't there.
I think he just decided to pull back. I mean, he's got enough wedge. He's got a house full of records.
And also, well, that whole thing about Mark Lamar that was so good about him was just a completely different take. He had a really clear angle, you know, he wasn't faking it up.
And he didn't care, did he? He didn't care about what people thought. So that's kind of part of the reason, I suppose, why he can just get out at the top, you know.
Yeah.
Because he was absolutely dominating that show, wasn't he, for years. In quite a brutal fashion, to be honest. Sometimes a bit
over-brutal. Well, that's the other thing, you know, I think that I was just about to joke about it, but I really... I'm going to say it with a little ha, ha, ha. But around the time... Never mind, the Buzzcocks went away.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago now, because we're talking about not just when it finished, but when it was being sort of recombobulated.
Right.
Post Simon Amstel.
Yeah.
I tried quite hard to get involved.
Right, okay.
Being a comedian on the up and up, musical and everything. And I couldn't get a foot in the door.
Right.
And I always thought, you know, the thing is that it needed... I wanted to guest host it once, just to show how you could do it... That you can move into a less cynical age.
A bit lighter.
You know, because I know that a lot of comedy, you know, this is how, that's the kind of ticket that Russell Howard brought to TV. You know, people say, it's good news, it's positive, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And I really thought that that would, it wasn't amazing, but because it was, and it was time to...
To do something
take it in a different direction. You know?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I'd love to have done that, but equally... That's just not how it happened.
Woo!
Hey, dog.
Hey, doggy dog.
So, yeah, 10K.
Brilliant. What is it one of the park ones? Or which one is it?
It's a run-through, you know, because I saw Matt doing that one the other week and I've seen that they're back.
Yeah.
And, of course, being me, pretty paranoid. I wanted to see what all the protocols were. It seemed to be ticking over nicely.
Yeah.
And after the marathon...
That would be a good race to do.
I just wanted... I need to work back towards doing something formal, you know?
Yeah. And are they
because
in Victoria...
Because that solo run really took it out of me.
Are they in Victoria Park?
This one's in Finsbury Park.
Right.
So...
That would be nice, man.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bit hilly.
Yeah, Finsbury Park's got... It's got that... It's got a long, seductive, gentle downhill on the first mile.
Yeah.
And that really... teases you in.
Yeah.
You'll be about 6:20, 6:25 on that, definitely. Honestly, impossible to resist.
Well, we only did that park run once, didn't we? And it's exactly that, just pyoing. I think you said you did a classic, I'm going to take it really easy today.
Yeah.
And then you went off like a rat out of the trap.
It's just very hard to...
Yeah.
You're excited about the race.
It's seductive.
You're running downhill.
So, yeah, I'm going to do...
That'd be good fun.
Yeah, see what that's like.
Yeah.
What do you think, time-wise, what do you think I should be trying for?
When is it?
It's in 3 weeks.
Right, okay.
Assuming I can recover from last week's marathon.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get my parkrun time back to around what it's been for a little while.
Yeah.
Kind of, I don't know... Not sub 20, but hopefully sub 21, sort of 20, 30.
Yeah.
So say I could, imagine I was at that fitness.
Yeah.
What would you be planning for over 10K?
I mean, hopefully. What did you run in January? Because it feels like another world now. I did 40 minutes 20.
Oh, gosh.
And
in the Victoria Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did...
You did like 40...
I think just over 42.
Yeah.
Is that right? I can't
remember. Yeah, I think you did just over 42.
I know. It wasn't the PB. My parkrun PB... Sorry. My 10K PB is just sub 42. 41.59, literally.
Yeah.
And it was maybe 30 seconds off that, but in the same...
We were motoring then, weren't we?
You know, I forgot that we'd done that.
We were motoring.
Gosh.
I was just coming back into it, feeling good.
Yeah.
Knocking out the 620 miles.
That was it. That was that week.
Rat-a-tat-tat, and then I got my
car. This is why I think you need to do something deep for your injury, because you don't want to just be living with it, bouncing up and down forever, you know?
No. Well, I need orthotics. I need a... I need a husband. Tell me what to do.
Yeah, you need a shot of redemption.
Yeah.
You don't want to end up a cartoon in the cartoon wasteland.
I need a house that stays up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I need to be able...
Olympia Dukakis says to Cher when she sees the love button on her neck in Moonstruck, your life is falling apart.
It's like that scene in Dumb and Dumber. Our pets' heads are falling off. That would be awful.
Pretty bird. Yeah. Good stuff.
We'll run through in through the middle.
Okay.
What a mess that is. What a shame.
Dog had a mask.
It's hard to today my calf hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's still just nice to pad out through the woods, isn't it? It's hard to resist that, isn't it? And I know mentally I'll feel better from this, even though physically there's a bit of damage going on.
Oh, absolutely. It's two different things happening.
That's the trade-off, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, look at this. Look ahead of us here. Yeah. It's like a picture in a magazine.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
And also, just seconds ago, you said about the hill in Finsbury Park. You said it's seductive.
Yeah.
I was about to take the mic, and then when you described it, and I thought, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like we say when people post pictures of beautiful country paths and stuff. It's an invitation.
Yeah.
And it just feels appropriate.
It's an irresistible moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're only going to live once. You might as well panic down this hill.
You might as well live.
Yeah. I'm alive. Running. Running. What a great...
That was great, wasn't it?
What a great thing to say. How many have you got? Three little toddlers.
Did you see a count? She wanted to be absolutely sure she had a little look down. Yeah. I think it was not so much in case she'd lost one, as much she somehow accrued one along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
In Home Alone.
Just a big gang
of... little kid with all the facts and questions.
Just a big gang of toddlers.
Here we go. You know, you said about you only live once.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
I'm not going to break stride. Here we go.
Oh,
it's on the other side of a muddy ditch. This is absolutely terrifying. This is much more Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, than I had at first thought.
You look at stunts.
There's no way I can do this without falling over. It's a rope swing over a field of mud. But also, on the other hand, look at it. It's a really good one.
Yeah, it is quite good.
It's got
I think
a subsidiary swing for your feet. No, I'm not doing it. I'm going to get too muddy.
Too much. It's pretty. I mean, you'd be lucky to even get out of it.
Exactly.
I've
nearly fell over just going near it. Okay, you go. Bye.
You go. How many have we got?
Running.
Running, falling.
On my ass.
Slipping, sliding.
So stuck. Your life is falling apart. So.
Choo-choo.
Are you going to need major structural work?
For the house, or maybe?
House leg, whatever you want to say.
Well, I mean, we're waiting for council, man. We're taking pictures, sending to the council.
Yeah.
For the house, for my leg. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's glutes, it's hamstrings, it's Morton's toe. Some people have their toe chopped short, because it's how your weight goes through your foot. So I managed for like 3 or 4 years training hard and fine, but then it's sort of I've reached
and then
that
you have
stage.
The end of your toe chopped off.
Yeah, that'll be a good episode.
Yeah, we could do it together. I've got
welcome
a terrible
to live,
toe. That's a terrible waste of
chopping
time.
Off the toe post podcast. Over. Rob seems to have some kind of knife, posing like a member of ISIS.
Removal of the toes appears to have been a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. He's chopped his entire foot off. Over.
Great. Great. I love this plan.
It would... it's just part of the panoply of pain, isn't it, that we're constantly experiencing. But yeah, it feels a long time ago since I was just running just over 40 minutes for 10K.
Yeah. Well, that's... I'd literally forgotten that run... that we'd done it this year, because we did that 10K twice. I did it and when we went back together.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely run.
It was a great well, that's Victoria. That's
and I think
pancake
I have to be
flat.
Realistic, you know, I just got to go and see what it's like. I'm kind of quite pleased that it's in a different park and, you know, that we're not trying to recreate those days. But Eagle, it's an event, you know.
Yeah,
you do,
of course.
You get time when you run near other people. I was going to say next to other people, but no, appropriately distanced.
Because it's going to be setting off in waves, isn't it?
Yeah, imagine. Exactly.
Right.
So I would hope I'd want to be running something between 42 and 45.
Yeah.
But in real terms, I have to expect that to be more 44 than 42 and a half than it would once have been.
Yeah, I think that's all
good stuff, though, isn't it?
Of course it is, yeah. It's going to be a good old laugh. And if I do...
Your Camino.
I was wondering if maybe you fancied it. We could... I don't know whether we could podcast it or whatever. You could possibly run in with me.
You want me to Camino with you?
To... yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you run from Welling Garden City to town, right?
Yes, I think we end up in Hackney. I think. Oh. I'll have a look at the course.
Well, yeah, as long as I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
But
Does it finish by my house?
Yeah, it finishes.
Because all my runs these days finish right near my house. Finsbury Park is a bit of a stretch. It's nearly a mile away.
But let's see how this old calf goes.
Yeah, one step at a time. But that's a good idea. What's the date of the...
I'll have a look. I think it's late November sometime.
Yeah. And my Finsbury Park run through, it's a 5K, 10K half marathon. That's November the 8th.
Right. Nice. Niceness. So a lot of people had different experiences running the marathon, didn't they?
Yes.
The other week. They enjoyed
it. There was some
other people... A few glitches along the way.
So I love the way someone had just scrawled on a screen grab of my marathon and said, "Fixed it!"
Right.
And we kind of said, "Perfect!"
Yeah.
And that was great.
But yeah, it's... I think it... As much as people did it and showed real resilience and ingenuity and adaptation to do it, it does make one pine, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It just really, like you were just saying about the body and the psychology and separating out the physical and the mental health, that just mentally, I felt like I put it all out there.
Yeah.
I was really up for it. I did it and I enjoyed it. But the thought of doing it again is a bit kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, what I'd like to do off the back of it in the debrief is it just made me really miss the Yorkshire Marathon.
Yeah. Great marathon.
Because that's always been a friendly course for me.
Yeah.
It's a great event, a good size, easy enough and difficult enough.
Yeah.
Different enough but simple enough.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely time of year.
Yeah.
Specifically, I don't know, you know how the weather kind of follows a rough pattern year on year, even as it is, of course, resolutely unpredictable and getting more and more dramatic, apparently. But anyway, I think the Yorkshire Marathon would have been this weekend just gone.
Right.
Which was a gorgeous Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
as opposed to the week before. I know that it would be a difficult one because the Manchester Marathon and the London Marathon and the Yorkshire Marathon are within 3 weeks of each other next October.
Yeah.
Add to that the fact that, you know, if they do happen, we'll all be champing at the bit to get involved in one, you know.
Yes.
If it's all happy and healthy and all good, you know. But you can't do them all.
They're all about...
You could potentially...
There's going to be a lot in autumn, isn't there, next year?
Yeah. I mean, just talking about it now made me think that it's a bit sort of Goldilocks, I might say, be really strong and not do the London Marathon because we've done it a lot.
We've done it loads, yeah.
And then focus on the Yorkshire Marathon. But then actually, does it go Manchester 1 week, London 2 weeks, Yorkshire, or does it go London, Manchester, Yorkshire over 3 weekends? That's no good if it's...
I don't know. All I know is that Martin Hutchinson's running them all.
Yeah, twice.
Getting progressively faster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each day.
With just a few...
I think actually he was going to do... I think he was going to do the Yorkshire Marathon.
Yeah, he is. I said if I'm doing Yorkshire, I said I'll see you at the start line, but you know. We shall see. It's a long time away in every way, isn't it?
Up the Ginnell, yes it is, yeah. Just like this year, January seems another world to us. Next year seems almost incomprehensible, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, between now and then, we've got Christmas. Or have we? Oh.
How you feel? How's your...
Really put those unnameable shoes to the test.
Yeah, let me do a bit of stretching.
By going through some quite yellow poo back there.
Did I really? Nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's something for the feedback, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting some nasal feedback. I think I'll run in front of you for the next little while. Oh, look at this. I love these aces. They're like traffic lights. As the nutrients stop at the top of the tree, the red leaves start at the top. Then they go through orange, down to green at the bottom. It's not a prime example, I'll give you that, but it's good. Nevertheless, all kind of daydreams and talk of what might happen in 2020 aside, actually focusing on daydreams rather than the reality, I love the idea of doing a formal marathon in next October.
Yeah.
And training for that from here to try and get a good time, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course.
And then if there was one a month earlier, then we could do it together and go at podcast pace.
I think I think people will be quite surprised how much running with other runners and the crowd gives them time-wise, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I always am.
Yeah. Yeah. The lift of the crowd.
And I'd love to, but it's, the other thing is that time marches on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel quite...
We're not getting any younger.
We're not getting any younger, are we now?
We're not, no.
Because, and I think it's time to unpack this, I don't think I did go off too fast. I went off fast... I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But I planned to go at the pace I'd run my half marathon at.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All the way around the half marathon, mark you.
Yeah.
And I planned to do it by my own, you know, without looking at a watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So specifically, I was aiming for 7.5 minute miles, and I got them.
Yeah.
And yes, that is a pace. And yes, I didn't maintain it for the whole... distance, but I was aiming higher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I've gone off too fast in the past, like specifically, definitely, yeah, in failed and successful marathons.
Yeah.
Berlin, where I blew out. First Yorkshire, where I got a PB. And we're talking parkrun pace.
Yeah.
Significantly faster than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right at the top. It was one of the London marathons where we set off together. And yeah, you were like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I kind of went to the toilet and all still right, did a sub 7 minute mile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that, on a bike?
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's going off too fast.
Yeah. I think it's all relative, isn't it? I mean, you want to feel, if possible, feel comfortable.
Yeah.
It needs to feel comfortable, whatever pace you're going.
And that's any pace at all. I mean,
yeah,
I'm digging back into it, and I said earlier, and I said to myself this week, I don't want to rattle on about minutes per mile,
because
it doesn't matter. And I don't want anyone running to think, A, badly of their own minutes per mile, whatever they might be, and B, just to only think of it in those terms, you know. Because running's running. If you're out there having a run, that's great.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy who I see around North London called Liam McIntyre.
Yeah.
Really good runner. Really, really trains hard. He did the Shepherdine Marathon on the same day that people did London. It was like a time trial marathon up north. Horrendous conditions.
Yeah.
Really wet, really. And he trained at... He was trying to run... He was trying to beat 2:30.
Yeah.
So he's a like very, very serious runner. And I think that encodes 5:40 miles. Every mile in 5 minutes 40.
Yeah.
And he set off at that pace. Because that was a pace he intended to do it.
Yeah.
And he couldn't manage it because it was windy and wet. And he's something wrong with his body a little bit. An old injury flared up. But you've got to set off at the pace that you want to do the thing. Do you know what
I mean?
Yeah. That's not setting off too fast. That's just like That's just going for the time that you're going for.
Yeah, that's right. And it is, and you know, you say that, it's, you know, it's it might even be in your book. You got to go as fast as you want to go. But it is, there is actually a balancing act there, isn't there? Because we're talking about not going off too fast and keeping something in the tank. But equally, if you're going for time, we're not talking about a leisurely stroll. So it's, it is a balancing act.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Got to blow my nose, excuse me. Oh gosh, did you see that?
What happened there?
Oh, yeah, if you didn't see it, it doesn't matter.
Oh gosh.
Put it this way, you know.
Oh ye gods.
You remember what happened with that gel?
Yeah.
Where I squirted it all up my arm. Same thing with my nose just then.
So how's your hip been? Have you been okay during this run?
What, the twingle?
Yeah, your little twingle.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Good.
But I still still hurting from my fall.
Right.
I've got a real deep sort of bruise just below my elbow. Every time I lean, it's making me have good table manners, you know.
Right, right.
So every time I lean on my elbow, I go, ah! and my hip's the same. But again, it's good falling over, isn't it? If you take it in your hip and your elbow.
Yeah.
That's what they're for, right?
Of course, yeah.
Good suspension.
It's funny, the old... You wonder how much the elite runners missed a crowd as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, when you were talking about your mate there, it made me think of Kipchoge. Yeah. And he seemed excellently sanguine about his run.
Yeah. I mean, they were all fast, but they weren't as fast as it might normally be. And it must do your head in, the 18th time you run past a figurine of Prince Andrew. Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I mean, it's like a sort of deepening nightmare, you can imagine.
I don't think they included Prince Andrew in those tableaux.
No. No, I don't think that would be great, actually, wouldn't it? Come on! Prince Andrew and Coo Stark. What's happening here? What is this?
Oh, back to Epstein's house.
Yeah.
Oh. I hope this is good. Oh, it's...
No, it's not going to be. It's a little tribute thing, I'd imagine. Oh, oh my goodness.
Yeah, this is a little
baby.
Shrine
baby
to
loss.
Baby Loss Awareness Week, which is something we need to talk about because some people have, it's a difficult thing to talk about because it's so sad.
Bless them. So it's a little tree as we come onto the Parkland Way.
Little messages, oh my Lord. Well,
the tragedy.
Here's to everyone. This is absolutely tragic.
The tragedy in that, but beautiful in its way.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's to you if this has touched your life in any way. It's Baby Loss Awareness Week, 9th to the 15th of October, it says here. And my goodness, it's absolutely heartbreaking, but it's beautiful. I'm glad they did it. Oh.
Can't remember what we were on about. Huh?
Well...
Oh, we're making jokes about Prince Andrew.
I think we'll just draw a line under that now. But yeah, that's, the thing I just thought of, never mind the elite field at the London Marathon, I just remembered the world record at the World Championships.
Yeah.
10K, talking of times to aim for in 10K.
Yeah.
26:10, was it?
I know, incredible. But these are...
It's just so fast.
But again, it brings up all the shoes debate again as well, doesn't it? Because now they've all got these shoes.
Well, I know, I have to know it, because I know what shoes they were wearing. They were wearing, I can't tell you the name of the shoes.
They were wearing Nike Vaporfly +++ Zoom Zoom shoes.
Two little cars.
And they're all wearing them now. It has changed the game. It is like an arms race for elite athletes.
Well, more of a legs race.
Yeah, but they need to... I think there's a big shout for... records before the shoes and post shoes, because it's just it's no longer, you know, it's a funny, really funny debate.
Well, yeah, but I think it's all going to change in 3 weeks when I go to Hinsley Park in my old running shoes, weather shoes.
Yeah,
they're really kind of slippers now.
Yeah,
and I do my 25-minute 10K.
No, that'd be great.
Everyone will be able to
slip sliding along.
I did not go off too fast,
but it's
but Rob, you collapsed.
But
yes. My legs went to jelly and I fell over after 3 kilometres. But until then, I was completely within my plan.
I have a plan.
I saw a rope swing. So I came off the path. It was very slippery. And at that point, my legs went... My glasses steamed up. And my essential ridiculousness ruined everything.
But it's quite bizarre that while we've all been going through the pandemic... sports shoe scientists have been developing ever faster shoes to give to elite athletes.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it just, it didn't stop, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when, once when Billy Weirs went out in the Beano, went out to run some errands on a pouring wet day.
Yeah.
And when he got back, his granddad said, Billy, how come you're not wet? He's like a dodge between all the raindrops.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the idea, is that if we can get humanity in vaporflies, we could all completely avoid the pandemic.
Dodge the old droplets.
Do you think that could work?
I haven't thought about it for ages.
But anyways, same haircut as me.
Yeah.
That was pretty much exactly 10 kilometres, 6.2 miles we ran.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.